Relationships rule. That's my motto. I'm Janice Porter, and I love to share the power of relationship marketing to help grow and impact business. I've grown my business by building and nurturing relationships, and I'd like to help you do the same. Welcome to the Relationships Rule podcast, where connection means everything. Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Relationships Rule. I'm really excited today to have with me a friend and a business associate, Phoebe Trotman. And Phoebe has been, we've known each other for a long time now, but this was a perfect opportunity to have her on my podcast because she has just written a book over the last 6 months, I think. So first of all, welcome to the show, Phoebe.
Thank you so much, Janice. I'm excited. This is going to be fun. It's great to connect with you.
Totally. So I just want to tell my audience a little bit about you and in the short version, because that's all you gave me, but I know there's a lot more to it, that you are a heart-centered entrepreneur, and I know that for a fact, and you are an accomplished soccer player. Phoebe has achieved many accolades as an athlete, including being inducted into several sports halls of fame, winning championship titles, and being recognized as an exceptional athlete. I just found out that you were athlete of the year at SFU. Is that correct? Back in
that
the day?
That is correct. Yes, I'm in.
I didn't know that. My husband went to SFU and played basketball there. But that is a super honor, that one that I noticed. I know there were some in the cities and in the province and all of that, but that one just caught my attention. I thought it was kind of cool. Phoebe has also excelled in her career as a network marketer, earning top awards and recognition within her company. She recently released, as I mentioned, her first book in a planned series, and the book is called Never Quit on a Bad Day, Inspiring Stories of Resilience. Reading it will energize you to overcome your challenges, strengthen you with the tools needed to do it, and invoke your sense of gratitude for your personal journey. Phoebe is passionate about personal growth and empowering others to reach their full attention potential. And I know I read some of that, but I know it all to be true about you, Phoebe. And I think the first thing I want to share and that I remember is we spent a lot of time in prospecting meetings together and some company events, because Phoebe and I were both associated and affiliated with Send Out Cards. And I've always said that that's the company I'm affiliated with. And Phoebe was always there in such a manner that I'll always forget. I'll always remember this. You always got mad at me. You always got mad at me if I said anything that was negative. So it's true, right? And I always think of you in that sense of network marketing and being positive and being proactive and thinking about the good things. And, you know, you can always learn from different people and different things from different people. And that's one of the things that I learned from you, and try to stop myself, because you're on my shoulder with that when that happens. However, I found this thing in your book, and this is your book. Okay. Never quit on a bad day, which we both know. I know where that came from my experience. And I'm pretty sure it came from the same place for you. Am I correct?
Heard it there, but also heard it before there.
Okay. Yeah. So in the beginning of your book and your inspiration, first of all, I want to talk about that. Tell me why and how this came to be, because I'm so proud of you that you wrote this book, that you brought these stories to light. And people always said to me, Janice, you should write a book. What? I don't want to write a book. That's why I started my podcast. But you wrote a book. So I want to know how that happened.
Well, it's so interesting you say that, because people have said to me for years, you should write a book. And I was very similar to you. I'm like, I don't know. However, the last, I'd say 5 to 8 years, maybe, it's been on my heart to create something. I just didn't know what that would look like. And I wanted to create something that would help people, inspire. I've learned from so many people along my journey. And so I just wanted to create something for other people as well. And some dear friends of mine, I was visiting them, and we're just talking about our journeys and life as an entrepreneur. And they're kind of, you always share what's next or what are you up to? And I did share with them that it's been on my heart to create something. And they were like, why don't you write a book? And I had the same reaction. I was like, I don't know. And then they kind of flipped it on me, because earlier in that day, we were having a conversation. We were talking about, you know, our journeys. And I was telling them one of my big inspirations for working so hard to hit the top rank in my company, or our company, I should say, with an incredible team of awesome people, was because I wanted other people to see that someone else could do it too. You could be single, you could be a person of color, you could live in another country, like all these things, but you can still do it. And so I shared with them that was really a big why behind why I wanted to hit that top rank. And so they kind of flipped it on me and they said, well, the same reason that you work so hard to hit the top rank is the same reason you should write a book, because of the people it will inspire. And when they said it in that way, then I realized, you know, it wasn't just about me writing a book, it was really about the people it can help. And so then I was like, okay, well, if I'm going to write a book, it has to do two things. Number one, it has to help and inspire people. And number two, I have to feel passionate about the content and the topic. Mm-hmm. And so I was kind of brainstorming that night. And the month before, I had been inducted into the Coquitlam Sports Hall of Fame, and we had an interview. And in that interview, we talked about what has sport given me. And, you know, I shared a lot of life skills, and I've shared incredible highs, like national championships on all levels and personal awards and some incredible highlights, if you will. I said, but the only reason I was able to have, you know, those national championships and those incredible personal awards is because of not making a team, you know, sitting on a bench, not getting playing time, like pushing through all that stuff to get to the other side. And so when I was brainstorming the idea behind the book, that's when it hit me. I was like, okay, that's what I want to write a book about, the story behind the story, because I feel like if more people know some of the challenges that people go through and grow through, it'll help them along their journey too.
Yes. You say in the book that you believe that in business and sports and relationships and in life, we need to share more of the tough stuff. We need to share about those challenging days. And I forgot what I was going to say now, but yeah, it's so true so what is it that keeps you going at those horrible times when, you know, you don't think you're going to make it through, or you don't think that last person's going to come in, or you don't think that, you know, you're ever going to get off the bench in the world of athletics and so on? What is it that keeps somebody going?
Yeah, I feel like it's a couple of things. And some of these were the themes that I pulled out of the book. Number one is sort of having some clarity around what are you looking to create? That was something that I realized with all the contributors, is having a vision for where you're headed. Because when you have that clarity of where you're going, even when you're in a tough situation, you realize that it's temporary. You realize that you're moving towards something else. And I do find that that helps pull you through. So it's really having a clear vision. Like I had a clear vision. I remember many years when I first just got started with the company, I wrote a statement and I had a vision about hitting that top rank in that company. And that was something that I was like, I am going to get it. Now, did it happen in the time I originally wanted it to happen? No, it didn't. And sometimes a lot of times that happens on your journey, right? But when you have that clarity of where you're headed, for me with soccer, I knew I had the work ethic, the skill, the working behind the scenes, what I needed to do to get on that field. So it was just a matter of proving it, right? And having that belief. That's another thing that's so important, is having belief in yourself that you know you can do it. You know you can push through. You know you can go give it one more day. And also having gratitude throughout all of it, being grateful. You know, there was moments where, do I want to sit on a bench of a team? No, but I was grateful to be on the team. And then it's like, okay, I'm grateful that I'm on the team. Now I want to be grateful that I'm a starter. And what do I need to do to make sure that happens?
So that sounds easier than it actually is. And so because you have to dig deep, right, to make those things happen. And I'm sensing that came from your upbringing. I mean, I've met both your parents, and your father, God rest his soul, he was always there, you know, in such a positive way. Was there an influence from your parents that was important enough to make that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm very fortunate that the way my brother and I were both raised is to, you know, we saw our parents work very, very hard for whatever they was that they wanted to accomplish. I mean, my parents came from Barbados through the United States to Canada. And so with no family here and just kind of figuring it out, and my parents had side businesses. So I saw them, you know, work those when they could. So part of it, I think, was their faith as well, like their faith in terms of what that they're here for a purpose, and that there's hope on the other side of when you're going through a struggle. And also, you know, my parents, I mean, I remember one time when I got cut, I didn't make this team. So I tried out for this team. I didn't make it. And I say this because I think so many times people hear these awards and like, oh, it must have just been like, you just walk. No, there was a team that I went out for and I didn't make it. And I was devastated. And I cried and cried and cried. Now, was it, should I have made the team? I don't know. You know, you hear like at the time, it's like all the teammates are like, oh, you should have made it. Parents are like, everyone was kind of shocked that I didn't. However, the decision was made. I didn't make that team. And I cried and cried and cried. And finally, my parents kind of gave me the, you know, the conversation, the loving conversation. It was just kind of like, okay, what do you want? What do you want to do? Like the decision's made. You're not able to change the past. You can change the future, but that's going to come down to you. And I knew I wanted to be an impact player. I didn't want to feel that way ever again. I wanted to make sure that any team that coaches were going to want Phoebe Trotman on the team. And so I went to work. I, you know, had to have the reality check conversation with myself. And I started training harder. I was working in the backyard with my brother and my dad and, you know, by myself in the backyard and in the park with a soccer ball. And I just was so determined that to not have that feeling again, that I just went to work and, you know, and then you hear everything out of there. But it wasn't a cakewalk, you know, even going to university, I went on the team, but I didn't start right away. I came off the bench. However, I made sure that whenever, and this is something my parents taught, any opportunity you get, you make the most of that opportunity. And so when I came off the bench, I made a decision that it was like, it doesn't matter how much time, people who are watching and my coach are going to be like, wow, my teammates, she made an impact. So it wasn't just I come in and I'm like, la, 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 la. I'm coming in and I'm making a difference because I'm going to make the most out of any opportunity. And I knew by doing that and showing up in that way with a positive attitude and being like, hey, whatever, whether it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 90 minutes, I'm going to give it my all, that I would become a starter and I would be an impact player.
Yeah. It takes a special kind of person. It really does, I think, to succeed in, you know, and to get through the hardships to make it to where you want to go. But I think the important thing you said earlier was to have that vision and to have that goal. I don't know if I've always been that person. I think when I put my mind to it and say, okay, this is it, I can do that. And then I realize I have to work hard to make it happen. So it definitely is talking to myself to make that mm-hmm. happened. I think I see in you what I saw in my daughter, in that sports have been so important in your world in more ways than just on the field or on the court. It's how it's taught you certain things around people, right? And community and caring about people. And I want to just shift a little bit into relationships because that is how we met through that, our affinity with Send Out Cards. And it's all about relationships. And how would you say, or what would you say is maybe the top two or three things that you do to maintain, first to build a relationship and then to nurture and maintain that relationship with people, whether it's business or not?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think when you meet people, it's goes back to like Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. And I should also say, like, my dad was an instructor for Dale Carnegie. So I'm going to say this for people who are like parents listening in, because my dad would play these tapes all the time in the car and they were so annoying. just be like, can we listen to the radio? Yeah. But I'm so grateful that he just kept playing because it naturally came like in terms of you're hearing it. So parents, even if your kids are like, oh, they're not, they are listening. They really are. So all that to say, it's just taking an interest in people, like asking them questions, really not having an agenda with that person, because you don't know, like, maybe they will become a business partner. Maybe they're going to become your new squash partner, or maybe you're just going to go about your day and that was it. But, you know, I kind of have a goal to just leave every conversation a bit better, or leave that person with a little bit, feeling a little bit uplifted if I'm able to. So when I go into a relationship, if you will, or conversation, it really is just that. I'm just having a conversation with that person, getting to know them, asking a few questions, and just from there, seeing where it'll go. Now, in terms of nurturing the relationship, it varies on that connection, right? At the end of the day. And so I think, you know, taking it to, if you meet someone in person, right, then you might take it to social media, like connecting with them on social media. So you keep in contact, and you do a great job with helping people with LinkedIn and how they can maximize that. And that's a great tool. If you meet someone online, then maybe now you're taking it to offline and in person, right? Or hopping on a Zoom and getting to know them. But it really depends on that initial connection. And then I like to just kind of keep in touch. I love to use send out cards. Right, we talked about it. It's a great tool to drop a note to someone. I also like to do video messages every now and then, and birthday random, like video call, like video message for someone's birthday, you know, and just having fun with it, just to kind of continue to nurture that relationship. I think the biggest thing and the most important thing that I'd love for people to take away from this is just go into the relationship open, because you just don't know where it's going to lead, and take that agenda hat off and just go in with a, here's another human being. How can I just connect with this person? And maybe it's just sharing an uplifting word with them, or, you know, maybe it will become a future business partner or a client of yours. However, if you go into it, people can tell, you know, if you have an agenda hat on. So I always just encourage people to remove it and just go in and connect with the person and let it evolve from there.
How did you, you know me, I'm going back and forth. You choose your people to be the collaborators of your book?
Yeah. So it's interesting, because when I first decided, okay, I'm going to write a book, and I got the theme, we talked about that. Then I was like, I remembered hearing the saying like many, many, many years ago, but never quit on a bad day. And so I like to do this thing with God. I call it like open the door, close the door. And so with the title, because I really wasn't, as much as I was excited about writing the book, there was also that self-talk. Like, I've never written a book before. I don't even really, you know, like all these things. And so anyways, I said, okay, I got excited about the content or the idea behind it. And then I thought, never quit on a bad day. That saying is just so powerful. It's been powerful for me in sport. It's been powerful in business. It's powerful in life. And so I said, I was like, okay, if the domain name Never Quit on a Bad Day is available, then I know God's like nudging me in this direction. If it's not, well, then maybe it's not the right time for the book, or I need another name or whatever. So I literally threw it out there, and I was fully expecting it to be gone, because it's a saying, like it's been around for a lot of years. So when I put it in, it was available. I was like, oh, okay, guess this is happening. Which equally excited, and then all obviously like a little like, okay, like what does this mean? And so then I started, because I knew I wanted it to be a collection of stories, because I, as you talked about, like the skills I've learned as an athlete, I'm a team person. I love to collaborate and work with other people, and I believe that there's so much power in collective wisdom and hearing and learning from other people. And I think it's so important that people can see when you're reading something or watching a show or listening to a podcast, like I gravitate towards things that have people of all different walks of life and background. And so I knew, you know, there's so many people have impacted me. I just started making a list. And my initial thought, I wanted to combine, again, my background in athletics, as well as in network marketing and business. And it was going to be a collection of stories from like athletes and business people, and just kind of a mishmash, if you will. And then when I started making lists of people who have personally impacted me, I was like, oh, you know what? This is actually more than one book. And so it's hilarious. That's what I say, just be open, because I go from like, oh, I'm not going to write a book, to like, oh, okay, I'm going to write one book, to like, okay, now it's a series. And so I started making, lists and
where it's going.
Yeah. And so with that, in like, circle back to your question, the way I kind of chose those people, they've all had impact in my life in different capacities and ways. And I've been inspired by them. And I know they're just such caring and kind people who want to help other people that I went out to them. And there are a couple of people who I asked and the timing didn't work for them as well too. And that's okay. And, but I just really wanted people who I knew had a good story to tell and mm-hmm. who are just open and who have created success. They've gone through stuff and now they're not, I wouldn't say on the other side, because there's always challenges that come up. They've just continued to push through. And so, yeah. And I'm just so grateful to all of them that they were open to share their story.
So the next one is it going to be through sports? Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Yeah. No, I have started working on the next book.
Oh, you have.
The awesome. Series. Yeah.
So the other thing before we get off this, I want you to just tell my audience is that there's not just a book, but first of all, in the book, at the end of each chapter, there's opportunity for you to reflect and answer questions that are related to that particular chapter. But I think you have a workbook too. Is that correct?
I do. Yeah. So one of the things with the Inspiring Stories of Resilience book is I love to read. And so a lot of the books that have impacted me personally are books where there's a story, but it also challenges me to reflect on my own journey. So I knew I wanted that in the book. Also, at the end of every chapter, there's a QR code that the reader can highlight, and it takes you to a video from the contributor. And the video isn't the contributor telling their story. The video is really, I ask the contributors to each share 2 minute, like a 1 to 2 minute video of an encouraging message, whatever you feel like is on your heart. And so the messages are all very different. However, in my chapter, the video message of encouragement that I share talks about an exercise that was transformational for me. And I've done it many times over and I've added to it and kind of tweaked it a lot. And it was working around your dream day. And so as I talked about it, I give the general overview of it, but how I've added to it and enhanced it, I was like, this needs to be something that people have access to. And so that is the workbook. The workbook is, it's basically Never Quit on a Bad Day, a guided workbook for creating good days. And it has on the picture, it's of a lighthouse. And the reason being that that's how I've used my dream day over the years is when I'm going through those dark moments, I focus on that dream day and what I'm working towards. And it circles back to what we talked about having clarity of where you're headed. And that's why I just believe, and I know that dream day exercise is so powerful.
That's awesome. Perfect. If you've been listening to me for a while, you probably know that I love to talk about LinkedIn. So now I'm curious, are you ready to take your LinkedIn to the next level? Because if you are, I've got the perfect opportunity for you. As a valued podcast listener, I'm offering you a 1 month free trial to the LinkedIn Advantage program. It's your chance to join the community of like-minded professionals and immerse yourself in a space designed for learning, networking, and growing your business, and a lot of LinkedIn as well. Don't miss out. If you're ready to go from listener to participant, take advantage of this free trial by visiting podcastadvantage.janiceporter.com today. That's podcastadvantage.janiceporter.com. Join us and we'll see you in the group. So you, as a true entrepreneur, now have another business as well, I understand, right? And I've been watching you as that has transpired. And that now is completely different world to your athletics, to your network marketing business. Now you're in the world of real business. Can you share a little bit about that? And when I say real business, I think network marketing is real business too. Don't get me wrong. I totally am a believer in network marketing. I love the model, but this is a traditional model, correct?
Yes, it is in the sense. And so, yeah, so we're talking about the dental Inspire, correct?
Inspire dental opportunities. Yes.
Yeah. So again, I just encourage everyone listening, be open, right? Know what your core values are, know what you want to create in terms of that dream day, and have goals and vision for yourself. That being said, realize that the way you get to that, sometimes it takes different paths. And that's literally so with Inspire Opportunities, one of our mutual friends, Melissa Barlock, who I met through Send Out Cards, she had started a dental recruiting agency. And we worked together in Send Out Cards for many, many years. And we had a lot of fun together. And we did well with our team building and whatnot. And so she had been reaching out and been like, hey, I'm working on this. Why don't you come on board? And I was like, I don't know. I'm kind of, you know, like just enjoying doing what I'm doing. And that being said, one of the things is I've always been very open. And I know like certain things that I'm attracted to, and I love to learn and grow. And I like to be challenged, which is also why the book was so much fun, is because it was something brand new, learning how to publish a book and whatnot. And so when Melissa came on board, or came up to me with coming on board with Anspire, I kind of hesitated at first, mostly because, again, you want to make, I'm a person, if I'm going to do something, I'm really going to do it. So I need to make sure, like, mentally I'm prepared for it in terms of time and projects and whatnot. And so when I was in Barbados, actually, I was kind of sitting on the beach and I was reflecting, and, you know, I was like, okay, what is really important to me? Like, if whatever project I'm going to do next, I knew it had to take me closer to living my dream day. So I knew there were certain components. However, I also started making a list, and I was like, okay, well, I want to make sure I'm helping people. Like, that's just one of my core values, is contribution. So I want to make sure I'm helping. I still want to learn and grow. That's really important to me. I love working as a team. I was like, and then I like to just, like, feel valued, like feel like the ideas that I'm contributing are helping whatever it is. And so, you know, and I made, you know, it was a longer list than just that. But when I sat with it, I was like, huh, you know, maybe I should learn a little bit more about this dental thing. And so I went back to her, and I started off with her behind the scenes, and I really enjoyed it. And then I took a more active role. And then here we are now, I think it's been 3-4 years helping in the, do recruiting for the dental market. And we recently released 2 books there, which has been a lot of fun, and just taking our knowledge and experience over the years in terms of relationship building and team building, and to put it into resources to help the dental community as well.
Yeah. So to me, that was, so how do you put what you've learned into this traditional business? Because you're dealing with more corporate and dentist offices. It's not corporate, but it is very traditional, I would think, in most cases.
Yeah. And that's been part of the where it's been fun. It's been a huge learning curve. However, at the end of the day, you're dealing with people. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so valuable what you do with your podcast and in terms of talking about relationships, because at the end of the day, it's about people. So the same skills that you're using to build a network marketing business, to build, you know, when I'm coaching soccer, I'm dealing with people, to recruiting and staffing for the dental profession, you're still dealing with people. And I think, well, I know that those skills transfer across all markets. And so it has been relatively easy making the transition into the dental world, because you're still just working with people. You know, we help dental offices, basically, in a nutshell, what we do, we help dental offices with their staffing. So if a dental office is looking to hire, they hire us, and we can help, you know, streamline the process in terms of the reach outs and posting ads and interviewing. And again, you're dealing with people. So you're finding out, okay, what type of person are you looking for? And you're helping to also educate the dental office as well, too, in terms of, okay, they may think that they need this type of person. However, have you thought about this type of person with this skill set and how it can help you? And so it really is just, again, connecting and relationship building.
So I'm curious, this is just an aside, really, in the dental industry today, are you working with independent dentists and who may have 1 or 2 offices? Are you working with those chains that seem to be have popped up over the last few years and changed what I think looks like the dentist industry? I don't know.
Yeah. So we kind of work with everybody. One of the things, Melissa is absolutely brilliant with networking and relationship building. And so she's created a phenomenal brand. Even before I came on board with her, she did a really good job, again, of taking the skill of relationship building to make those connections. So we do work with offices, independent offices, a dentist, it could be a single practice owner. It could be a multi-practice owner. It really just depends on what they need and are we able to help them?
And this is across Canada?
Correct. Yes, we are nationwide.
Love it. That's amazing. That's you know, do you think that you're a person who needs variety in your life always? Like, do you recognize that?
I have. And, you know, there's moments where I pause with it and I'm like, oh my gosh, like I'm in all these different lanes. And sometimes I do have those moments with myself and I'm like, okay, do I need to just pare down and just like focus over here? Yeah. And one of the things that I realized with myself is I thrive in different environments and being challenged and grow. So that to say, when I started with Anspire and I'm learning like just, you know, connecting in a different way, it has helped me in terms of my soccer coaching. It has helped me in terms of my center, because again, it's just connecting with people and learning. And so, and then I feel like I'm more creative because I'm taking ideas from one area and then looking, how can I adapt this and help and help it or implement it over here. And so I've found, I feel like I've been more valuable in this way because I'm learning and growing in different environments. And then my creativity starts to spark out of it. And I feel like, and I love to see, you know, ideas being implemented, right? Like even I coach soccer, I run a program for kids under 4 to under 7. And one of the things that I've just realized, like naturally in my coaching, I start teaching core values like respect and, you know, listening and things like that. And so then I had this idea, I'm like, oh, it'd be fun to create like a coloring sheet that goes through like a little bit, you know, and it was something that the idea, because of all the personal development I've done in one avenue and just kind of grown up in, that it transfers over into soccer. And so that's going to be something we're going to roll out in the next little bit too. And so I just feel like I'm grateful that I'm this type of person and that I have fun with it. And you do have to start to say, you know, again, going back to that dream day, there are times where there are projects that I'd love to be a part of. However, I do have to just go, okay, bandwidth, and am I going to be able to give it my all? And so, you know, there are times where I wish I could wear a few more hats where I have to just go, okay, well, we're good for right now.
Yeah, I see a children's book with a little girl named Phoebe or somebody close to that name. Maybe one of your nieces, or you'd have to have both your nieces in there. There'd be a war, I'm sure, that are soccer players. I see that storyline with them learning life's lessons along the way.
It's so interesting you say that, because it's fun. Again, you go from like, not writing a book. And then I was like, plants here. And then that is something that I have had in the back of my mind at one point. It'd be so much fun to just create something for kids to, just to continue learning.
To show you something that you might find interesting along that line. Okay. So I do put on my sheet that I send my guests a few questions. I never really ask them all, and I don't know if you even looked at them, but they're easy. So, okay. So first question, I know you love to read. So what are you reading right now?
Right now I'm reading Atomic Habits.
Oh, are you? Okay.
Yeah.
I did that in a book club, and it was interesting. It was good, but I don't think I get his, I think it's weekly or monthly email, 1, 2, 3.
Okay.
Yeah, but I don't think I do a very good job of it. But I did learn something from the book.
I bet you do more than you know, Jess.
Yeah.
I bet you do more than you know. And even to circle back to what you started with about how you were saying how you remember, because I would get upset with you about saying stuff negative. The thing, what it is, time and place. One of the things that I admire about you is you're able to look at something and you can poke holes in it, which is great. No, it's a positive. And that's the thing. Like, it's such a positive because you're able to look at something and your brain has already thought of like, okay, well, have we thought about this? What if this situation happens? And I think that is so valuable. And one of the things I do admire about you is the ability to do that. It's time and place, right? Like at those meetings back then, it was like, no, let's have this conversation in private because I love it. And so make sure like you give yourself more credit, because I bet you, because even when I'm reading Atomic Habits right now and about halfway through, there's a lot of things in there, and it's a great book, like it's highly recommended, great book. There's a lot of things in there though that you already do that you just don't know you do.
Well,
that is just part of what you do. So
that's
and knowing you for a lot of years, there's a lot of stuff in there that you already do. Yeah.
So are you still in BNI?
No, I'm not in BNI anymore. I know that was very
part of your life.
It was. I was in BNI for, 16, 17 years. And I had to make a tough decision this last summer, if you will, not to renew my membership. Stuff at home, business, I just had to.
So for people that don't know, if there's anyone under a rock that doesn't know, BNI is a Business Network International, and it's a very, very well-respected, organized networking organization that has been around for a long time. And Phoebe was a huge contributor to BNI for a long time. So that's why I'm surprised I didn't know you'd.
Yeah, no, I love BNI. I highly recommend it. I've learned so many, again, skills, networking skills through BNI. So I highly recommend it. I'm still in contact with many members, still referring business. And I highly recommend BNI for anyone looking to learn how to network or looking to grow your business. Definitely check it out. And the nice thing too with BNI, there's online chapters now, they're in person, there's hybrid. And so it does make it very, it's a great, great group.
Yeah, I think it's, it works well for certain industries over others. But I think if someone's learning to or wanting to learn how to be a really good networker, there's a lot to be learned through BNI for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, my last question around my list is about, it's two part, and it's about curiosity. And I believe that being curious is so important. And I love, like, my little granddaughter, how curious she is. But I see her, when in her curiosity, it does lean towards things that she really likes. Like, and she's a bit obsessive. Like right now, she's just learned how to play Snakes and Ladders. And so every time we get together, we have to play 47 games of Snakes and Ladders. She's learning so much from it. It's so interesting to see. And she's curious. If I get three, I'll go up that ladder. Like, she's thinking ahead too, which is really interesting. Anyway, so number one, do you believe curiosity is innate or learned? And part two, what are you most curious about these days?
Wow, that's a great question. I believe innate or learned. I believe it's probably a bit of both. I believe it's probably a bit of both. I think some people naturally be more curious. I do think kids in general are just curious. As we get older, then yes, that curiosity can kind of start to take a back burner. And I believe some people just naturally continues on. That being said, I believe it can be learned. I believe it comes down to asking questions and wanting to learn, wanting to grow, realizing that there's so much more outside of what we already know, like our comfort zone and where we live and the friends we hang out with. And there's so much more outside of that. And so it's having that interest to know what is outside of that. What else can,
what are the wittiest person, right? That's why you're saying that, right? You are
absolutely right. I want to continue to learn and grow because I'm like, oh, I wonder what that would be like. Let's go over here. So I believe that we can become more curious if we're not naturally there just by asking questions and doing different things, right? Like, I remember for 1 year, I would just find random adventures. Like, I literally went and did a circus class. Like, I wasn't going to be a circus performer, but I was like, that'd be fun. Then I did a chocolate making class, and I made sure every single month I just found something random and I did it, mostly because it was like, well, how do we really know what we like or don't like if we haven't experienced it, right? And so, I just encourage people. Like, I was doing salsa dancing.
I love that. Oh, I love.
Yeah, yeah, like just having fun with it, right? And embracing the fact that in the beginning, you're not going to be good. That's okay. Yeah, you mean, I shouldn't say that. You might be. Some people naturally pick up things right away. But being okay that if you aren't, that you're willing to just go through that and experience it and see what you like. So I do believe we can make ourselves and teach ourselves to be more curious just by putting ourselves in those kind of environments. And then the second part of your question, what was it again?
Was, what are you most curious about these days right now?
Most curious about these days. Really and truly, it sort of circles to something personal that I'm going through right now, and really just understanding and dealing with, an elderly parent and how to best help them. And in terms of, you know, being prepared, and, you know, I've learned a lot in this last little bit with, in terms of like finances and when you're helping an elderly with their finances and what you need to have in place. And so that's been something that I've been most, I guess, curious, if you will, you know, forced curiosity in terms of having to learn it right now. However, it has made me realize, again, you circle back to what we talked about sharing more of the tough stuff. In this, I've realized, like, you know, how much I'm starting to learn, and then just to be able to help other friends who are going through that. And as hard as it is, you know, the fact that just the other day, a friend texted me and was asking a question, and I was like, well, here's how I've been handling this. I don't know if it can, maybe it can help. And it was a huge relief for her, because she was like, that's a great idea. I'm going to do that. And so I would say that that's sort of where I'm at right now with the curiosity and learning. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Well, last question. What would you, based on what all of the things that you're doing now, and you have such an, you really do have such a great attitude about things, and your gratitude piece, your gratefulness, it comes through really strongly. So, what piece of advice would you give my audience, people like us, who you know, they're all, people are always looking for something to hang on to and something to say, hey, I'm doing this okay. Yes, I should keep going or whatever. What piece of advice, as well as never quit on a bad day, would you give my audience to leave with them?
Yeah. So I'm going to give something that I share in the book as well as an activity that I added in. And this is a daily calendar event reminder that every single day at 9:10 PM Pacific in my calendar, it pops up and it's an event. And it just says, I'm so happy and grateful that. Now, the reason I'm sharing this is when I first started that many, many years ago, I wasn't always grateful, even though I was taught to be grateful. Let's be honest. There's a lot of times we're just not grateful. I was frustrated with my business. It wasn't growing fast enough. I have bills to pay. Like, I just was in a very frustrated place. And so I intentionally put that in there to force me at least one time per day that the reminder would pop up. I'd have a moment. It shifts my perspective. I start thinking of, you know, why I'm, what I'm grateful for in that moment, which would help to shift my perspective. And now I am grateful throughout the day. I start my day in gratitude. I end my day in gratitude. I can find, you know, whatever I'm going through, I can find something to hang on to. However, for those that are listening in, that's something I would recommend. Be intentional with your gratitude. And I know we can sometimes be like, ah, that gratitude stuff, but trust me, it changes how you see the world. It changes your perspective. And again, gratitude doesn't minimize what you're going through at all. It just literally gives you a moment to shift that perspective. And sometimes that's what we need to bring clarity. So I encourage people, set a calendar event in your phone. You pick whatever time of day works best for you. I did 9:10 PM because usually I'm, you know, in my chill time at that time, but some people might be morning, might be lunchtime. You pick a time, just set it and start doing that and just watch how things start to shift. It's a very powerful, it's small, but powerful. And a lot of times it's the small things, those minor adjustments that we make that have a huge impact on us long-term.
Love it. Thank you. And how can people find this book? I know
yes.
There's a website, right?
Yes. There is a website. Yes, there is a website. The domain name was available. So your listeners and viewers, they can go to neverquitonabadday.com. So you can head over there and that's where you can get connected. And then the book is available on Amazon and other online retailers as well.
And isn't that in Indigo now too?
Indigo Online. Yeah, they picked it up.
Online.
Super
okay,
cool.
Awesome.
Yeah.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
Congrats on that. Well, this
Thank
has been
you.
Delightful. Thank you. I will put everything in the show notes. Do you want them to focus on this website if they want to get a hold of you, or LinkedIn or Facebook or anything like that? You have a Facebook group, don't you?
I do. So yeah, everything's Never Quit on a Bad Day. The Instagram handle, Never Quit on a Bad Day, Facebook, Never Quit on a Bad Day. And then obviously the website as well.
Okay. Awesome. This has been a delight. Thank you, Phoebe, for being my guest. So enjoyed it. And for my audience, please remember, if you like what you heard, leave a review. We always appreciate that. And remember to stay connected and be remembered. Thanks for joining us. If today's show inspired you to make a new connection, why not start with me? Head over to LinkedIn and connect with me. Be sure to let me know you are a podcast listener, because I select one listener each month who connects with me on LinkedIn for a complimentary profile audit. And you know, I love to meet new people, so I hope you take me up on it. Don't forget to stay connected and be remembered.